Welcome to Larry Reedy's America. This is our actual first, I guess you would call it a quick cast, fast cast, but it's a 15, 20-minute podcast about food. And in fact, the episode will have an F in front of it, and I did a little introduction. That would be F1, and this is a F2 episode. And last night, which was March the 13th, Nancy and I decided we were going to have some Chinese food. But we didn't feel like going to a restaurant. But in Batesville, they have, it's called to-go deliveries. And they have like 20 different restaurants. And New China Buffet is one that we've maybe 12 times a year we might have Chinese food, which it's quite excellent as far as we're concerned. We've always enjoyed it. But the real deal is we live in a country and we're about 5 miles away, or a little over 5 miles from this Chinese restaurant. So the choice is either eat in or carry out or use this great delivery service. At our age, a lot of times we don't feel like eating in. And I don't feel like driving 15 minutes to the restaurant, waiting, getting the food, jumping in the car, driving home. You get about a 35-minute turnaround. So the way this to-go delivery works, I mean, it's pretty sensational. Got a nice app. At about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Nancy and I decided what we were going to have for dinner. And every once in a while, I need a pork egg foo young fix, which is a, for anyone that hasn't had egg foo young, it's a, basically it's a Chinese omelet with, it, in my case, I have pork instead of shrimp or other stuff, and it has peppers, onions, and it's fried, and it has just delicious brown gravy. And I always substitute the white rice with pork fried rice. And Nancy ordered some shrimp chow mein. And I made the mistake of, she wanted some egg drop soup, and instead of ordering a small one, I got the big family size. So we have enough egg drop soup for tonight also. But anyway, on the way the app works, they acknowledge on their website that they've received the app. So sometime before 7 o'clock, which was our delivery date, they would process the app. Then they would go to China Buffet and wait for the pickup. And all the time, if you want to watch this on a computer, you're watching their progress. So when they pick it up, then it appears en route to your home. Well, when that appears, it's also a text message. And so, you know, hi, I'm your driver, so-and-so, and I should be there in 11 minutes. Well, then about 3 minutes before the driver gets there, from the to-go site, they send a text and say, your driver will be pulling in within 3 minutes. Well, right, 2.5 minutes, the driver pulls in, brings the food, hot food, to your door. I give him a tip, and we've got the food delivered. The cost of the delivery with the fees and a delivery charge is $10. Now, that's not for everyone, but I'll tell you, for people at our age, I'm 85, and the reason most people know that, but we have new listeners all the time. My wife will be 84 in June. And this is a godsend for bad weather or for when I don't feel like going in and picking up food or something that we think we want to have and we look at a menu and we normally never eat dinner before 7. And when you can order something in advance and get it right at the time. I mean, it was right at 7 o'clock that they pulled in, and everything was there. They check everything before they deliver. It's a fantastic service. And anybody in Batesville that hasn't used it, I mean, you know, figure what the time you have to go in and pick something up. And I mean, it's like, you know, a lot of the pizza places deliver. And that's a great part of their business. And it's for us, it's the only way to go. We don't, if we're going out, we go out for lunches mostly. Like a lot of old people have lunches and we go all over. And in fact, my next podcast, I'm going to talk about one that we went to on, let's see, it was this past Monday, and it was in Cincinnati. Nancy has a group of nurses, and there's still a few men alive, but most of them are widows. We actually went to this place called Big Bull's Roadhouse, I think it was. And anyway, it's 7 miles from Northgate. Easy to get to. Neat place, and I'll tell you about that in the next podcast. Now, let's get into the food. China Walk, if you are eating in China Walk, they have great sushi, and I know some people think it's fish bait, but Nancy and I like it. And they also have a terrific buffet, and they have about every Chinese dish you could think of on the menu. We've never had a bad meal. My egg foo young last night was spectacular. In fact, I couldn't eat it all. I had to save some for maybe a little bit of a snack tonight. Egg drop soup is great. It's not filling, has a wonderful taste to it. Good. Now, Nancy's shrimp chow mein, and she doesn't like spicy food, but this was a little bit on the bland side. And I mean, that was a shrimp chow mein. Their noodles for it are excellent. They're nice, thick, fresh type noodles, and they actually look almost like a Frito, but obviously they're not a corn chip. But she, even using the soy sauce, she'll probably try a hoisin sauce or something else with their leftovers, but it's just too bland, and she wouldn't order it again. But everything else we've ever ordered there has been great, and I think they make it bland for a purpose because a lot of people can't take spicy food, and I like, you know, I like Szechuan or like that, all those type of spicy foods. And if I'm eating eggs anytime, I'll put either sriracha or I'll put a habanero sauce on them. I like spicy foods. Nancy just can't handle it. But all in all, it was, you know, a terrific, easy experience. The food was all hot. Again, I can't say enough about this to-go delivers. And if you're in the Batesville area, if you've never tried it, you would just be amazed how easy it is to operate that. And the only reason I was kind of in a hurry when I put in our order for 7 o'clock, and there's always one like that soup, you can always hit that and it brings up the different sizes. Well, I got the family size, dumb me, but it's worth having. It's easy to warm up and it's very good. So I hope everybody enjoys this. I'm going to do about, I'm going to do about 10 of these, and with no set times, just pop one in every now and then. And if we have a decent listening audience, I'll continue that, because we hit a lot of places in northern Kentucky because all Nancy's cousins are from Kentucky. And we've been to Greyhound Tavern, which has wonderful food, the Oriental Walk, several places. Next week, we're going to Barleycorn's over there. Kind of bar food, but it's good always. And I'm also going to have next week, I'm going to do a single podcast at the historic Skyline Chili. I've been a friend of Sam, who's retired now, but from the day he opened. And food's always been great. I honestly never could tell the difference, though, in his chili and Skyline. And I'm not, Empress, we have the original recipe for Empress. I think they had three locations, one in Kentucky. And to me, it tastes like Skyline, and we've made it over the years of giving recipes to kids, anybody that asks it for it. But it's easy to make, and it's a good staple. But I'll tell you, we're only at about 13 minutes, and I don't think I have anything else to say about this. Today, I'm going to meet Chaz Kaiser for lunch at a little place in town that I'll tell you about later. It'll be a later podcast, but it should be interesting. I think it might be kind of gringo Mexican food. I don't think there's going to be any spice to it. But in the meantime, I want to go out with the national anthem. And I want to thank everybody for listening. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And I will talk to you on the next podcast.